and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. A little later on in this hour, we're going to be joined by a representative of Edmunds.com. We were originally scheduled to be joined by somebody from Consumer Reports in this half hour of the broadcast, but looks like he is missing in action, so we will regroup with those folks in the not-too-distant future. But this gives me an opportunity to talk to you guys out there. So we're going to do that. We're going to play trivia, and we're going to talk about stolen vehicles. I got the list of the top 10 most stolen vehicles in the United States. And I would love for a few folks to call in right now to Matt, who is standing by at GCN. He can take your call at 855-660-4261 and guess. Before I'm going to give you the list, I would love to get a few guesses. What car do you think is the most stolen? Do you think it's a Corvette? Do you think it's a Camaro? Do you think it's a BMW? What's the most stolen car in America right now? The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. It's toll-free from anywhere, so don't be a stranger. Or you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, bob at boblongradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. I am also on the Facebook thing, if you're into that personally. Also, Bob Long Radio is on Facebook. Also, Auto World Radio is on Facebook as well. And when you get a chance, check out my wife's website. It's driver-mom.com. My wife, Sharon, is a wonderful writer, and in hanging with me, she's always been a car girl, but I pushed her over the top, so now she's actually reviewing cars up here in the Auto World Garage every week. Thanks to John Lawler and his crew, we get a press vehicle to evaluate. I evaluate it, and now my wife Sharon evaluates it, and she's doing some really great work. So check it out. It's drivermom.com. We'll throw out a trivia question just to get things loaded up, locked and loaded, so to speak, here. Let's throw out a trivia question from more recent times, and we'll do it. Why don't we do something? Well, let's do something from the 90s. Okay, what Japanese auto manufacturer made a sports car that had a window within a window? Only a, you know, like the DeLorean from the 80s, only part of the window went down. There was this Japanese car made in the 90s. I had a friend who owned one, a radio friend in another part of the country, so I never actually saw the vehicle, but it had a window within a window. And I'm going to tell you, it was from Subaru, okay? But what was the model? What was the model of the this particular Subaru that had the window within the window? The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We also are taking your nominations for the most stolen vehicles for 2012. Already I'm getting a couple of emails here. People are guessing what I expected they would guess. The first one here, BMW M3, you would think. Also, a number of people are chiming in with Corvette votes, Porsche 911. That makes a whole lot of sense. Anything BMW, anything Mercedes, somebody wrote here. Here's another one that just came in. And they think the most stolen vehicle is the Ford F-150 pickup truck. Well, let's get down to the truth. Are you ready? This is the official list according to the National Insurance Crime Bureau. And we'll run them down David Letterman style, okay? Here are the brand new listings. Number 10 isn't a brand new car. It's a 1994 Nissan Sentra, and it's making its debut on the list for this year. That's the 10th most stolen vehicle in the United States, the 1994 rendition of the Nissan Sentra. Number 9 on the list is the 2002 Ford Explorer. Last year was also number 9 on the list. Number 8 on the list is the 2004 Dodge Ram. That ranked six, so it dropped a couple of notches on this year's list. Last year's list, it was six. Number seven on the list of the most stolen vehicles from the National Insurance Crime Bureau rankings is the 1999 Chevrolet Silverado, and that was number four on last year's list. So you're beginning to see that the brand new cars are not the vehicles that are being stolen. It's the older vehicles. That's right. It's because newer cars have more advanced security systems, and so thieves are focusing on older vehicles with fewer anti-theft devices and, number one, whose parts are in high demand. You see, you know, some of these niche super sports cars out there, you know, the people, they're built, number one, in limited numbers. Number two, it's pretty hard to tear down one of those vehicles at a chop shop and all of a sudden start, you know, panning off Ferrari parts or Porsche parts. But it's much easier to do it with a Nissan or Ford or a Dodge or a Chevy. Number six on the list is an Acura from 1994. So there's a vehicle that's how old? 18 years old. And it's the sixth most stolen vehicle, according to the National Insurance Crime Bureau. That's right, the sixth most stolen vehicle. Last year it was number eight, so it actually moved up on the list. Number five on the list for 2012, according to the National Insurance Crime Bureau, the most stolen vehicle list here is the Dodge Caravan from the year 2000. So that's a 12-year-old minivan. That's your fifth most stolen vehicle in the U.S. here for 2012. Last year it was seven on the list. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. We got a trivia question out there, and the trivia question is about that Subaru sports car that had the window within the window, and we're also taking your personal nominations for the most stolen vehicles here in the U.S. for 2012. Matt, who is our caller? Who's our next?
Sean, Pennsylvania.
Sean joins us in Pennsylvania. Sean, thank you very much for dialing us up. How are you doing today?
I'm good today. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for joining us. Let's get your particular take on the trivia question. Do you have the answer to the Subaru with the window within the window?
Yeah, it's actually a car that I've liked for a while. Unless I got the letters incorrect, the Subaru SBX, I believe, is what it was called.
That's exactly right, Sean, and not an easy question to answer. And I've been a fan of that vehicle as well, and I imagine today you could probably pick one up at a decent price point. Very advanced vehicle for its time. It had all-wheel drive. I believe it had all-wheel steering as well, and I believe it was turbocharged. And it was a good-looking Subaru, and there haven't been many great-looking Subarus, but this one is definitely on that list. What would you nominate as being a very stolen vehicle, a highly stolen vehicle for 2012? What are the thieves out there stealing? What would you guess?
For the 2012, that's... Oh boy, well, I know the Civic is always a nice vehicle, but I think they're pretty good on as far as anti-theft. But I guess I might go with that.
Well, I'm going to jump ahead on the list here. It's actually an older Civic. You're right, the newer Civics are more sophisticated and harder to steal. But ranking number two on the list is the 1998 Honda Civic. And that was two for last year. You have won, courtesy of the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, a cool prize. So hang on for Matt, and thanks for the call. This is Auto World. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Good day, Peter Krachnabel from Midas Resources. Today is August 24th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1665.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1706.66, 853.33 for a half ounce, and 426.67 for a quarter ounce. 1706.66, 853.33, and 426.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here on Auto World. In this half hour, I'm telling you all about the most stolen vehicles for 2012. According to the folks that track these statistics, the National Insurance Crime Bureau rankings, and overall, I can tell you, car thefts have declined. There were 737,141 stolen vehicles in 2011, as tallied by the FBI. That's a 3.3% drop from a year earlier, and the lowest level since 1967. Why is this happening? A combination of things. Keys with embedded chips that require a matching code from the vehicle. And tracking technologies, including OnStar and LoJack. Even iPhones left in stolen cars have led to arrest after the vehicle's owners have used the Find My Phone feature to locate their stolen vehicle. Some savvier larcenists have begun to crack the codes on the expensive cars like BMWs in New York earlier this year. There was a group of European thieves that had reprogrammed the car through its data access port, sharing the secrets by doing so on YouTube. How do you like that? But let's get back to the list here, and if you're just joining us, I'll run them down. So far here, these are the vehicles that the thieves are stealing. The 1994 Nissan Sentra, number 10, number 9, 2002 Ford Explorer, number 8, the 2004 Dodge Ram, number 7, the 1999 Chevrolet Silverado, number 6, I can't believe it's 18 years old, the 1994 Honda, the Acura, the upscale division of Honda, Integra. Number 5 is the Dodge Caravan from 12 years ago, the 2000 model of the Caravan. Number 4 on the list is the 1991 Toyota Camry. It was number 3 on last year's list. Number 3 on this year's list, moving up from number 5 on last year's list. I've always wanted to be Casey Kasem. The 2006 Ford F-150. And again, you can see why these vehicles are being stolen, because there are so many F-150s out there that these thieves can chop these vehicles up and sell the parts individually and make their money. Number 2 on the list was also number 2 last year, and this is an older vehicle. It's a 1998 Honda Civic. That is your second most stolen vehicle, according to the National Insurance Crime Bureau. And now we're up to the magical number 1 most stolen vehicle, and it was the most stolen vehicle last year as well. Is it a brand new Corvette? No. Is it a brand new Camaro? No. Is it a new Mustang? No. Is it a Mercedes? No. Is it a BMW? No. Is it a Jaguar? No. Is it an older vehicle? Yes. It's a 1994 Honda Accord. That's your most stolen vehicle. So if you are listening out there right now and own a 1994 Honda Accord, I would recommend you guys install some security device of some sort, because this is the vehicle that thieves are targeting everywhere in the U.S., everywhere in North America, actually. That's a cool little bit of news that came across my desk this week here at Auto World Central. We're going to be relocating our global headquarters, so to speak. I'm going to stay within Massachusetts here at least for the next year or so. I've stayed here all my life so far, but going to be moving to a different area. I went there last night. I had my first U-Haul experience, and they've got the MPG gauge in U-Haul. We had a guest on a number of weeks back who will probably join us again in the not-too-distant future, who drove from Rhode Island to California, courtesy of the folks at U-Haul. They actually helped underwrite her trip, and she had drove a much bigger rig than I did. But it's cool that it's got an MPG gauge, and it shows you, you know, when you really put your foot into it, you know, it shows you that your fuel economy is not very good, and when you're driving a truck, the aerodynamic profile of a truck is a whole lot different. But overall, my U-Haul experience was pretty good. The radio was nothing to write home about. It was just a plain AM/FM. But it gave me the chance to really look at the AM radio market here in the greater Boston area, and the FM radio market in the greater Boston area. Didn't have HD technology either, but I got to kind of spy in at a different time than I normally would to the stations around here. And being the radio geek that I am the ultimate radio car geek, it was a little bit of a treat for me. U-Hauls are extremely, extremely popular. I learned that yesterday just going to pick it up. And we're going to have to get a representative from U-Haul on the show because I really was fascinated with the business that this particular U-Haul dealership was doing, and there are a lot of them out there. And I know the boxes that we're using here for the regular movers are from U-Haul as well. So they've got a lot of great services, and you can actually tow your vehicle. I've seen that. Have you seen that on the highways out there, folks with a U-Haul towing their vehicle behind? That would make for an adventure. But, yeah, I'd be up to a cross-country journey in a U-Haul like Courtney Caldwell did from Road and Travel magazine. I know my wife and upcoming two-year-old daughter, she'll be two on September 21st, it wouldn't be for her, but I'm crazy enough that I would do it. It definitely would be an experience. But if you have any comments on that, I'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261. Let's stir it up even more. Let's throw out another trivia question. There was a week, last week, I had to put the show on tape, so we didn't give away one of the prizes from Warren Tracy and the Busted Knuckle Garage. So I owe you guys a prize for this week. So let me throw out another trivia question right now, and we'll make this trivia question going back a ways. Let's do this vehicle. I'm looking for the full-size American trio of vehicles that was front-wheel drive. This was a personal luxury car vehicle from General Motors. There was an Oldsmobile variant, there was a Buick variant, and there was a Cadillac variant. And it had a huge 8-cylinder engine with front-wheel drive, and the Oldsmobile was the first one to market in the middle 60s. What was this front-wheel drive Oldsmobile? And they later followed up with a Buick variant and a Cadillac variant, but the Buick was the first groundbreaking front-wheel drive vehicle with a big, huge 400-plus cubic inch V8 engine. And when you stop and think about it for its day, you know, that was really cutting-edge technology, and this vehicle was around for a long time. What was that Oldsmobile that broke ground? I believe the year was 1966. When we come back, we're scheduled to be joined by a representative of Edmunds.com. You're not going to want to miss it. This is Auto World.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying a car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back. We're live here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. We're scheduled to be joined by Ron Montoya, the consumer advice editor from Edmunds.com. He's written a great piece on certified pre-owned cars, managing issues and expectations. And that's very popular these days, people buying the certified pre-owned. And, you know, I definitely would do it. I haven't done it as of yet, but I would definitely do it. I tend to like things that I can't afford, so this is an opportunity for lots of folks to get a more expensive vehicle that is pre-owned but still has a warranty, and overall it's a win-win. We got a trivia question out there, and it's about this groundbreaking product from Oldsmobile, actually, front-wheel drive personal luxury car. That had the more than 400 cubic inch engine. And let's talk to William, who joins us in Decatur, Alabama. William, welcome to Auto World. Thanks so much for calling in. How you doing?
Good, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks very much for asking. How's the weather down in Decatur?
A little bit warm, but it's sunny. We're expecting the hurricane to kind of head this way over the next few days, but other than that, everything's good.
With God's help, it won't be too bad. It's not a, I think it's like a Category 1, something like that, isn't it, William?
Yeah, right in there. They're saying it might be a 2 by the time it gets up to the coastline. So, you know, just have to wait and see.
Yeah, that can be scary. Have you been through a lot of hurricanes in your time?
Well, no, we're in the north end of the state, so, you know, usually we get some aftermath rain, stuff like that, storms, but no, I try to stay away from that bad stuff.
Yeah, you're a smart man, absolutely. What do you think? Have you got an answer to this trivia question about this groundbreaking front-wheel drive personal luxury car from Oldsmobile? What do you think, William, or do you want to nominate a vehicle for most stolen vehicle? Did we lose William?
I think we lost him.
I think we lost William. I must have thrown him a curve. Anyway, William, call us back. We'd love to talk to you. We don't have to talk about those subjects. 855-660-4261. Matt, Ron Montoya has not shown up. So we have two people now in the doghouse. Do you have any dog sounds that we can play? Two people are officially in the doghouse here at Auto World, although stuff does happen with folks, and believe me, it happened to me last week, and we value our guests, so we're not going to they always used to say that in school, you know, it's going on your permanent record. Whoever got your permanent record, you know, that's the big question. Did you have that told to you when you were in elementary school? Matt Johnson, pop on the air really quickly. Did your teachers ever say that to you? It's going on your permanent record. I wonder if that was ever said to Matt, because it was said to me. Was it said to you out there? 855-660-4261. If you know what I'm talking about, give us a call. Let me tell you about some of the other cool things happening in the world of automobiles, including the fact that there are just so many wonderful new vehicles that are coming out for 2013. So let me dive into another great list. I'm becoming one of these people that loves all these lists. And let me tell you about the fastest cars of 2013. We'll do a little bit of dreaming here. The 10 fastest cars of 2013. So are you ready for this? And this was put together by our good friend Carl Brower from TotalCarScore.com, who was with us in the second hour of the broadcast. Number 10 is this car. If I won the lottery, among other cars, I would buy the convertible version of this vehicle. It has a top speed of 201 miles an hour. It is the Ferrari 458 Italia. Now, this is the coupe version. 562 horsepower from only 4.5 liters. It's an extremely fast vehicle, to say the least, and it's got an extremely hefty price tag. A top speed of 201 miles an hour and a price tag of close to $230,000. And some other vehicles making this list include number 9 on the list, and that belongs to another fantastic vehicle. This is the big-engined variant of the Lamborghini Gallardo, the 574 Superleggera. 202 miles an hour will go, 562 horsepower, 5.2 liter V10, price $237,000. So that's a very, very hefty price tag, to say the least. Let's go back to William in Decatur, Alabama. Hey there, William. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, Bob.
We lost you there for a second. So were you calling in on the trivia question to do with the personal luxury Oldsmobile that had front-wheel drive and a big V8 engine?
I was. My answer was it the Toronado?
Yes, absolutely it was the Toronado. And congratulations, you have won a prize from the good folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. It's this really cool thing. It sounds a little bizarre, but it's called the Magic Finger. And what it does, it allows you to, if you drop something, if you're working on your car, or even doing work around the house, you know, if you drop a nut or a screw or a bolt, I mean, you can reach down and get it very easily. I think that's what Warren's going to send your way, but he may send you another goodie. So thanks.
Well, how cool.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, and thanks for listening. So
thanks. I love your show.
Hey, thank you. We really appreciate the great stations down there in Decatur that broadcast our program. Don't be a stranger. Call us again. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Bob.
Our telephone number, once again, is 855-660-4261. I'm running down quickly, and I'm going to do it as quickly as possible because most of these vehicles are so disgustingly expensive that it's enough to really give you a headache. But number 9 on the fastest vehicles for 2013 is the Lamborghini Gallardo 570. Number 8 on the list here as we continue the 10 fastest cars of 2013, it's the Corvette ZR1, 205 miles an hour. This is the fastest General Motors product ever made. It's the most powerful General Motors product ever made. 6.2 liter supercharged V8, 638 horsepower. The base sticker price compared to some of these other Italian exotic cars is a whole lot better, but still mighty expensive, $111,600. $600 is the base sticker price, but there's two options. Most people who can afford this vehicle get the two options. So most of them are around $120,000. I've only seen one on the road ever, and I've never seen one at a dealership. I do know a gentleman who owns one, and that's Mike Yeager from Mid-American Motorworks. He owns a red one, and, of course, he's the largest Corvette accessories guy in the entire world. So he started his business with a $500 loan. So, again, the American dream lives on. If a guy can start a business 40 years ago with a $500 loan and today can have one of these cars and a very successful business, if you've got a good idea, go for it. That's my thing. Go for it. Number six, a tie with the ZR1 Corvette. This car is the total opposite of the Corvette. This is a velvet hammer. This is the Bentley Continental GT Speed. Bentley is owned by the Volkswagen Group. They put under the hood of this vehicle a 6-liter 12-cylinder engine, but not a V12. It's called a W12. It's a very interesting way they did it. They took two narrow-angle V6 engines that were originally Volkswagen engines and put them together and made this W12 configuration, 616 horsepower, all-wheel drive. You can drive this vehicle all day and all night. It is like a locomotive on wheels. It weighs a ton. It weighs like 5,000 pounds, 5,000 to 6,000 pounds. Still, it will go 205 miles an hour. Twin turbocharge, 234 miles, $234,000. I had the chance to drive the convertible version of this vehicle last year, and it's something I'll never forget. More of the 10 fastest cars of 2013. Straight ahead, pedal to the metal. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Every 40 seconds, a child goes missing somewhere in the U.S. You can help find missing kids by donating a car or boat to Find the Children, a nonprofit organization dedicated to finding missing and abducted children. Fast, free pickup, and your donation is tax deductible. Call anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 800-384-7098. 800-384-7098. That's 800-384-7098.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can. Starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Speaking of Billy F. Gibbons, I posted on my Bob Long Facebook page today a picture of Billy and one of his cars. It's the Cadzilla, and it's a great shot, and a number of people have commented on it. ZZ Top wrapping up a extensive tour schedule. I know they should be done by the end of September. I need to talk to Billy about something. They're releasing their first new album of material in over a decade. It's called Futura, and I believe it's going to be released in September. And we hope to get him back on the broadcast with us one of these days really soon. We're telling you about the fastest cars of 2013. Price no object. You're going to have a lot of money if you want to play in this league. We've told you about a whole slew of ones, from Ferraris to Lamborghinis to Corvettes to Bentleys. Now we'll tell you about the McLaren MPC412C. Top speed, again, in the same neighborhood with the ZR1 and the Bentley Continental GT, 205 miles an hour. This car's got a relatively small 8-cylinder engine, 3.8 liters, twin turbocharged, 616 horsepower. They must have the boost on this thing cranked, because that's in a huge amount of horsepower to come out of a small displacement V8. $239,400, and I understand they're selling extremely well. Eventually, there'll be a convertible version of this vehicle. Of course, I have not had the pleasure of driving this vehicle. The only one on the list so far that I've had an opportunity to drive was the Bentley Continental GTC Speed, but not the new version of it. So Bentley's world headquarters for North America is here in Boston, so that's one of the reasons why I got the opportunity to drive that vehicle. Number five on the list, also tied with this 206 miles an hour estimated of top speed, is going to be the pride of SRT, the new brand within the Chrysler Group. Ralph Gilles, good friend of the program, absolutely loves this car. I have a friend, Russ Oasis, who's a real car guy and a racer. He owns like seven Vipers. This new Viper is going to absolutely bring new meaning to the word. Top speed on this vehicle is 206 miles an hour. It's got 640 horsepower from an 8.4 liter V10, and a manufactured suggested price being estimated to be around $100,000. But the big thing about this vehicle, it has an extremely low power to weight ratio. So this vehicle may be one of the fastest vehicles out there, 0 to 60, 0 to 100, 0 to 30. It's not going to be out till late in the fall. As we move up the list here on the 10 fastest cars of 2013, we're up to probably the most unusual vehicle on the list. Top speed, 208 miles an hour. Power plant, a big V12, 6.3 liters, 651 horsepower. A lot of people don't like the looks of this vehicle. I actually don't mind it. I think of it as the ultimate rich guy's family car. You can't have a baby in a baby seat, but you can have a small infant. This would be good for me, my wife, and my daughter. I wish. Top speed, 208 miles an hour. It's the Ferrari FF. It's the first Ferrari that has all-wheel drive. It's a four-seater, and it has a hatchback. So it's a practical Ferrari, if there is such a thing. The price on this vehicle is $295,000. I've only seen one ever, and it was at the Greenwich Concours. I've never seen one on the road, but this vehicle goes like stink in the snow. I can tell you that. I've seen videos of it going, you know, and doing all kinds of incredible maneuvers. So be a good vehicle for Matt at the GCN Global Headquarters in Minnesota as well. He would be able to turn in his present vehicle for this one and have no problem navigating through the snows of Minnesota, or all my friends there in Michigan as well. Let's continue to run down the 10 fastest cars of 2013. This is according to Carl Brower, along with the folks at MSNBC who collaborated on this list together with Carl. And guess what? My computer is sticking at the moment, so I'll throw out another trivia question here at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. We'll throw out a trivia question about the Dodge Dart. It's back for 2013, but before, when it was made before, when the Dart was around, what was the last year of the Dart before it went away? That's the question. It's back now for 2012-2013. Let's see if the computer is going to cooperate. It is saying it is not responding. That is not a good sign. Well, how do you like that? Well, I'm going to tell you the rest of the list here off the top of my head. The fastest car for 2013 is the Bugatti Veyron. This has been the fastest car for quite some time. And the reason why it is because it's got a 16-cylinder engine, and it's got four turbochargers, and it puts out in excess of 1,000 horsepower. This is the only car in the world that's got a horsepower gauge. The original one had 1,000. They've now gone to limited edition models, which have about 1,200 horsepower. So that is the ultimate fastest vehicle. But some of the other ones making the top 10, that is your number one vehicle. The number three vehicle is the Ferrari F12 Berlinetta, more than 700 horsepower with that vehicle, 6.3 liter V12, and a beautiful looking vehicle that will hit 211 miles an hour. Absolutely gorgeous, to say the least. And also on this list here is the Aventador from Lamborghini, which is a drop-dead gorgeous vehicle. And that vehicle is ranked second on the list, but number one belongs to the Bugatti nameplate. And I have never had the opportunity behind the wheel or ride in a Bugatti Veyron, but I hope to before they go out of production. I know Mike Yeager, my friend with the ZR1 Corvette, he got the opportunity to drive one at an event because a very well-known public relations firm actually represents Bugatti here in the U.S., and there's still hope. Maybe I'll get a chance, but the Aventador from Lamborghini, this to me is the best-looking Lamborghini they've ever made, except for the Miura in the 1960s. To me, it's better-looking than the Countach from the 1970s. It's another car I'd buy if I won the lottery. I mean, if millions upon millions came my way, I would buy this one as well. 700 horsepower, 6.5 liter V12, 217 miles an hour. I know a couple of professional athletes have these vehicles, believe it or not. They can actually fit in the vehicle, so it must be pretty roomy in the cockpit. $376,000. And I know at least one professional football player and one professional baseball player who owns this vehicle, the Aventador. And matter of fact, that professional football player took it to the Texas Mile. But number one is the Super Sport from the Bugatti Veyron family, 268 miles an hour. And the price, are you ready? $2.4 million. That's right. It outspaces its nearest competitor by more than 50 miles an hour. It is the king of speed. Matter of fact, it has a special key. If you want to take this vehicle to its top speed mode, they suggest that you rent an airport runway or a racetrack to do so, a long straightaway, because you're going to need a lot of space to get to that top speed of 268 miles an hour. When I worked for Motor Trend, we used to rent an Air Force base, a closed Air Force base down in Southern California to do these kind of runs, or we rented the Ford Proving Grounds Oval, a five-mile oval, because you just don't hit these top speeds right away. It's kind of a creeping process, and this vehicle is amazing that it will hit 268 miles an hour. There are a number of aftermarket vehicles. These are ones that you can actually go to a dealer and order. But there are some other ones out there. I know Jared Shelby makes some cars, SSC supercars. Many people confuse him with Carroll Shelby's company, but it's a different company. He makes a vehicle which is right up there knocking on the door of the Bugatti Veyron, but it's kind of an aftermarket type vehicle. And speaking of Shelby's, you know, the Ford Mustang Shelby GT500 is the cheapest 200 mile an hour car, $54,000, and Ford says it will reach 200 miles an hour. Well, that's going to do it for this hour and this edition of Auto World. I want to thank Matt, the great producer of the show, and I want to thank everybody on the other side of the radio. I'll see you next time around from a brand new locale, a brand new studio, right here on Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.